We are in Netivot Shalom on Shabbat Chazon. Shabbat Chazon is the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. And so in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, you see what's on the beginning of Sefer Devarim, because Parshat Devarim always falls out Erev Shabbat Tisha B'Av. It always falls out on Shabbat Chazon. Why? If you're in the other WhatsApp group on the Parshiot that goes through the Chumash itself, we'll be talking about that extensively this week. But either way, Devarim always comes out Shabbat Chazon, Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. And so we're learning that piece. We're on Devarim Yudchet. I would like to thank our anonymous sponsor for today's shiur. May Hashem shower bracha upon you and your family. We are on. Again, we are in the Nesivah Shalom Devarim, page Yudchet, Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av. Shabbat zo nikreit Shabbat Chazon. This Shabbat that we're coming up to is called Shabbat Chazon. Al shem shemaftirin ba Chazon Yishayahu. Because in it, we read the Haftarah of Chazon Yishayahu. Chazon is a vision, a nevuah. We read this, in the opening words are Chayon Yishayahu ben Amos. We read this very, very powerful, very beautiful, very sad, but still very beautiful in this language, and very powerful in this language of this vision of Yishayahu from Sefer Yishayahu. Says the Nesivos Shalom that this terminology of chazon for a nevuah we don't find by the other nevim. V'tzarich be'or b'ma nityachda nevuat Yeshayahu mikol nevim. What's unique about the nevuah of Yeshayahu from all of the nevim? Sheni great b'shem chazon, that his visions, that his nevuot are called chazon. V'arekula divrei musar v'tochacha banim gidalti v'romanti. And all of the words, everything that's going on in this Haftarah, it's all words of Musar, because, meaning, Kilu, that's what the Shabbat is about. Shabbat Chazon is to be Me'oreras B'Tshuva, to get us, to arouse within us Tshuva, so we're able to hopefully keep Tisha B'Av from happening, and instead celebrate the Tisha B'Av with the Beit HaMikdash, Bezrat Hashem Me'ar Be'Aminu. But the idea here is that it's in order to arouse within us tshuva. He says, Kula Divrei Musar, it's all Divrei Musar, and I encourage all of you, even those of you who have never looked at a Haftarah before, open up and read before Shabbat. Take a look on Friday, take a look on Shabbos afternoon, take some time and read this. It's called Shabbat Chazon from this Haftarah. Read the Nevuah of Yishayahu. We didn't listen to the words of the Nevi'im thousands of years ago, and we still need to hear them now and aren't listening to them. This is what's going to bring us Geula. We need to hear the words of the Nevi'im. Read it inside again. It's a deep, it's painful, but a deep and beautiful Nevuah. Banim gidalti veramamti vehim pashuvi, that I raised these children, Klal Yisrael. I raised my children and they went and they sinned against me. Umadua davki ne'amra b'lashon chazon. And again, why is this all coming to the lashon of chazon? Why not nivuah? Why is it specifically a chazon? V'lama nikra hashabbat davka al shem zen. Why is this Shabbos called because of the chazon of Yishayahu? Call it like Shabbos Shuvah or Shabbos Agadol. Call it Shabbos Chorban or whatever you want to call it. Why Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbos of the Nevuah? Why is it called that? V'chein alashon shamar shimu shamayim v'azini aretz ki Hashem diber eino matzoi v'makom acher. And so too, again, there's certain aspects of the lashon here in the nevuah, like hear the heavens and the earth should give ear that Hashem's talking. We don't find words like this anywhere else. It's a very unique nevuah, this beautiful nevuah in the beginning of Yishayahu. Second paragraph. For those who are just joining us, I'm going to, while I keep talking, just know it's uploading the packet one more time, the piece one more time. So if you didn't get it when I uploaded it the first time, you'll see it pop up in a second. It's the same thing. Continuing on. We're in the second paragraph. V'yish lomar ha'inyan al pima shekatu b'sefer ha'kadosh priya aretz. As it says in the Sefer Priya Aretz, shemakshev yoter al inyan ha'avelut shel Tisha B'Av. That he asks, what's this inyan of avelus on Tisha B'Av? What's this inyan of mourning on Tisha B'Av? Halo atzvut v'yagon hu aklipa kashab yoter mikol aklipot. The worst klipa that there is the klipa of sadness. The worst thing that can separate us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The worst thing, it's uploaded now, the worst thing that mamish can divide us, make us feel separated from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is sadness. Right, and this is something to be talking about now. There's been a spike, and understandable. There's been a tremendous spike in sadness, in depression as we go through this time period of COVID. That's something which is even more real now. But even before now, had we had this conversation last Erev Tisha B'Av, that the amount of depression and sadness that there is in the world is very high. It's very high, and it's something to really contemplate, and something that really needs to be addressed. because it's mamish the greatest klipa that there is. When a person's sad, you feel disconnected from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When a person's sad, it's so much easier to give up. When a person's sad, it's so much harder to daven. It's so much harder to learn. It's so much harder to get up and do anything. It's so much easier to turn on the computer and to fall into the black hole of the internet. Whether it's the blackest of holes or it's their stomach black hole, doesn't matter what it is. Kilo, it's so easy to get lost. That it's mamish a klipa. Sadness separates us from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ivdu et Hashem b'simcha, we're meant to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with joy. Kilu, it's telling us that the way to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the mentality of being to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, is from joy. It comes from joy. And sadness keeps us away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every time, you should always pass by those walls when we're learning together. It gives me such tremendous simcha. I miss those walls so much. Thank you so much. She's walking by the old city. If you didn't recognize that, you got to come to Israel more often once COVID is over. The worst klipa that there is sadness. Shari avodah zarah nikrait al shma atzvehem kesef zahav. That avodah zarah is called atzvehem kesef zahav, meaning atzabehem, that their kilu, the literal translation is atzabehem, that their fingers that they are made out of kesef zahav, that their idols are made out of gold and silver. But he's saying lashon etzev milashon itzavon, meaning their sadness was the avodah zarah. V'chein chibor atzavim v'chule v'atzvut ein lashayachut im Hashem Yitbarach. There's no sadness by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kamor oz v'ched b'mikomo, that there's only joy and wonder, and that's by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's all simcha all the time. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not a party all the time. It's not fun all the time. It's joy all the time. It's mamish simcha. It's happiness. It's joy all the time. By a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'ina shchina shora ela b'mitoch simcha. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mamish. He only rests in this world the reality of simcha. U'mevaer al pi divrei midrash. It says in the Medrash al pasuk ki Hashem hogal rov pish'eha yachol al magan talmud lomar al rov pish'eha. Hashem ogeh al rov pesha'eha, yachol al magein, talmud lomar al rov pesha'eha. I don't know what that means. Tov. Umefareish bazeh, v'lechora tamua etzem inyan ha'avilut al chorban beit hamikdash. So again, the question is what is this sadness? What is this mourning that we're supposed to be doing? Mashayach evil v'yagon al mashayah v'einenu. Meaning there's no value in sadness in Judaism. There's no emphasis on sadness in Judaism. So what are we doing in this time period? What are we doing on Tisha B'Av, where the Inyan is Avelus, where the Inyan is mourning, where it's national mourning and national sadness, and crying and sitting on the floor and sitting in the dark and reading Eicha and not greeting each other and all of these things that we're doing? What's the Inyan? It's not Jewish. So what are we doing? Mashayach evil v'yagon al mashayah v'einenu, and it's on something that mamish happened in the past? Okay, there's a recognition in Judaism that when a person mamish, when a person goes into Avelus, that there's a reality of Avelus. Judaism is sensitive to the human realities. But to put our entire nation into national Avelus on something that happened before in the past, it's not what Judaism is. How do we relate to that? You know, it's interesting. I don't know if this is true throughout. When I was learning Avelus years ago, it struck me. I've heard that it might be that there are Torahs written about this. It wouldn't surprise me. I don't think I really ever come up with anything on my own anyway. But it struck me when we're learning Hilchos Avelus that at least for most of the halachot, it struck me because to me, I always want to see it in the Pesukim, because that's where everything comes from, and that's where everybody should learn, in my understanding. But it has to come from the Pesukim. It has to come from the Torah itself. It has to come from Tanakh. That in Hilchos Avelus, it seems to me that the vast majority, if not all, again, I've heard that there are shirim about this, and maybe it's even all of them, that are when somebody was told not to do something. Even though people let their hair grow out when they're in Avelus, you are on when your sons die, you can't grow your hair out. Meaning we learn all the halachot Avelus from God telling somebody not to do it. Meaning there's never even a positive expression of Avelus. It's not how we, again, a Kadosh Baruch Hu in Judaism recognizes the human condition, that there are times when we need to be sad, there are times when we feel sadness. But when does Judaism ever tell us to be sad? It's not part of Judaism. And yet here in Tisha B'Av it is. How do we understand that? Kimasha avar ayin, what happened in the past is already gone. Ukemo shamar David HaMelech alav shalom, as David HaMelech said, Acharei mavet hayeled, lama ze anit sam ha'ochel la'ashivo. וזהו כוונת שאלת המדרש יכול על מגן. פירוש, שאבילות על בית המקדש היא על חינם. That ממש אבילות המובזים לבית המקדש, it seems to be for nothing. שמתאבלים על העבר שהיא איננו. Meaning this is on something which is already in the past. Why are we being מתאבל? Why are we mourning for something in the past? Why are we arousing mourning inside of us? That's not how we function. That's not how we work. Four lines in the next column. Ve'al ze onah ha-midrash, the Medrash answers, Talmud lomar al rov pish'eha, on the majority of her sins. Hainu, ka'amor chazal, kol shelo nivne beit ha-mikdash bi'amav, ki'ilu necharav bi'amav. It's not that we're mourning on the past. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash this Tisha B'Av, if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash in 11 days from now, 12 days from now, whatever it is, I didn't go into math, math was never my strong suit. If we don't have a Beis HaMikdash in 12 days from now, then it means that Kilu, we cause destruction now. There should be a Beis HaMikdash now. We all here that are learning together, we understand that there's a value to the Beis HaMikdash, that there's a centrality to the Beis HaMikdash, that it's the makom of the Shekhinah inside of the world, that we're davening for the Geula, and the Geula comes along with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. If we don't have the Beis HaMikdash by Tisha B'Av, we didn't build it. We didn't do what we needed to do this year. We didn't bring about the Beis HaMikdash. And it's ki'ilu, it's mamish nechrav b'yamav. It's like when on Tisha B'Av this year, we will have Bezrat Hashem, but if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, lo aleinu, it's like we knocked it down. It's like we caused the Chorban this Tisha B'Av. Shaveluti al zeh shenechrav b'yamav. It's we're in avelus on Tisha B'Av because the walls fell down that day. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash that could have been this year, this Tisha B'Av. That's what we're crying over because they should have been up. If we did what we were supposed to do, they should have been up. So when we're mamish crying and we're sitting there in Avilus, it's not the Avilus on the Chorban that was. It's on the Chorban of this year's Beit HaMikdash that should have been. That was there in potential, but we didn't allow to actualize. V'zeu al rov pishael, rov pish'av v'chata'av sh'manu atov she'ein hu im Beit HaMikdash, she'ein hu am Beit HaMikdash, yicholim lador ba'olam achad. Meaning that's where a being mitavelan is, that there should be a Beis HaMikdash here. And we're lamenting over all of our sins that kept the Beit HaMikdash from going up right now. That kept the Beit HaMikdash from manifesting now that should be here now. V'hainu, da'avelut shel Tisha B'Av, einenu avelut shel ha'avar, it's not an avelus, it's not a mourning of the past. Jews don't do that. It's not a mourning of the past. Ela inyanat tshuva, the inyan is tshuva. The inyan is repentance. Shiudimit abel al rov pishaav, that a Jew is mourning over every one of us. This Tisha B'Av, we don't lowly. If we lowly, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. And Tisha B'Av, what we're doing is we're crying over our sins that kept the Beit HaMikdash being built now. That's what we're crying over. We're crying over our mistakes. We're crying over the Chet HaMeraglim of our times. We're crying over the Chorban of our times. That's what we're crying over. The Beit HaMikdash that should have been them, that was there in potential, and those potential walls came crumbling down. And the sins that we all did to make that happen. Shiudim itabel al rov pishav, that a Jew is mourning over their sins. Shurachok kolkach me'eshem yibrach, that we're so distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein Beit HaMikdash achol libanot b'yamav, that the Beit HaMikdash couldn't be built now in our days. Next paragraph. V'inei, b'inyan tshuva, in terms of tshuva, there's two ways of tshuva. Yesh et haderech shel sor meira, v'aseh tov. There's a way of tshuva of sor meira, of staying away from the bad, and aseh tov, of getting into the good. Shereishit tzarich l'atchil b'sor meira, that a person needs to start with sor meira. That's what we need to begin with. We need to start with sor meira, with staying away from the bad. La'kor et hara, to uproot the ra, to uproot the negative, to uproot the evil that's inside of us. V'acharkach aseh tov, and then to go into the aseh tov. Ki kol zman she'od yish bo ra, eino yachol lavo la'aseh tov. Because if I still have ra in me, if I still have chet in me, if I still have desire in me, if I still have ta'ava in me, if I still have negativity in me, then I can't get to the aseh tov. I need to dig deep and mamish find those rotten roots and pull out all of those rotten roots and get rid of them. And then, when I clear out that space, when I've cleared all of the things that are ruining that garden, then I can go till the soil and plant new fresh seeds that are going to sprout tremendous things. But first I need to take away all the negative. First I need to move away all the ra. Then I can plant the tov. Then I can get into the tov. But there's an even higher way. That's the natural order of things. That's the seemingly normal order of things. But says the Nesivo Shalom, he says it here, he says it in so many places throughout the Sefer. V'ish od derech ila'it, but there's an even higher way. Kemoshe pershut tzadikim, as the tzadikim say, sur meira al yideya seitov. There's a higher way. The logical way is like we just described. You go, if you have your garden's messed up, we have here, we actually haven't got into it. On the side of my house over here, we have a gina. So when we rented the apartment, we weren't allowed to have the garden, the gina area, because it's mamish disastrous. Like, just don't even go there. He was trying to dig to make a room underneath, and there's just a hole there. It's a whole disaster there. So when we rented the apartment, he said very clearly from before, and he's the tzaddik of a guy, he's the most straight up guy ever. Baruch Hashem, having a good baal dira is not simple in Israel, or in the States for that matter. That's a landlord in England. So he's a straight up guy, he's an amazing guy. But anyway, see, the gina is a disaster over here. So what would you do first? You wouldn't go out there and start to plant. You'd fall into the hole and you'd end up having all kinds of things destroy what you're trying to do. You go and you spend a few thousand shekels and you uproot everything and you clear it out and you bring in fresh soil, then you soil it out, then asi tov, then you plant the good and let the good sprout up. That's the normal way of things. But Judaism's not about the normal way of things. Judaism's not about the natural order of things. Judaism's all about going above and beyond in a whole different way. And the whole different way of reading the pasuk is not sor meira, the asi tov. Move away from the ra to do good. The tzaddikim say it's deeper than that. Eich lasot sor meira. How am I sor meira? Sor meira, get away from the bad by doing good, by getting into the good. You'll tell me it's impossible in gardening. I'll tell you, you're probably right. We don't have Sarah with us from Zoom in June to clarify whether or not it's even possible. But that's a whole separate issue. But if Sarah were here, I think she would probably tell us that sor meira l'idei aseh tov, that you can't just plant good seeds in a place that's all messed up and then hope for the best. You have to do it right. Jesus, no. When it comes to midos, when it comes to fixing, when it comes to tshuva, it's all beyond. Sor meira l'idei aseh tov. Get rid of the bad by getting into the good. V'aldera shekatava Ramchal, as the Ramchal, or Moshe Chaim Lutzato says, Bereish Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, at the beginning of his famous Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, Sha'adam lo nivra ela litanega l'Hashem, that a person was created, the only reason a person was created was mamash b'mitanega l'Hashem, was to have joy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lanot miziv HaShechinah, to enjoy the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zo tachlit shel Yehudi v'tachlit avodah, the whole goal of a Jew, the whole goal of our avodah is to mamash enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to enjoy His goodness forever and ever. As much as we can in this world, but then mamish in the world to come, in Olam Haba, to sit there and enjoy God's goodness, mamish forever and ever. The kashir yudi zocheli tanega l'Hashem, when a person zochet to mamish enjoy the radiance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the brilliance of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hare kol ha'idunim v'chol ha'tanugim, next page, sheba'olam him ka'ayin v'ke'efes l'umat ha'tanug hazeh, when a person, even a little bit of a taste of this oneg, when a person mamish is in to enjoy this oneg of Olam Haba, all of the oneg of this world, any of the pleasures of this world, pale in comparison. It's not. It's a disservice to the oneg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to even put them in the same sentence. The greatest joy you can think of in this world, taking a bite out of the most delicious thing in this world, the most greatest pleasures of this world, whatever you can imagine. Ka'ayin ve'efes, it's mamish like nothing. It's not. It doesn't even touch. Doesn't even scratch the surface of the oneg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Olam Haba, of the oneg of Az Taneg Al Hashem, of the oneg of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person gets into that, when a person focuses on that, when a person gets into that, umemela mistalik mimeno hara, mamash, the ra goes away. The ra's got no place. Negativity has no place. When you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light, when you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no ra. When you're sitting and you feel, I don't claim to be the person able to do this, but you all opted in to be here. So when you feel the light of the Nesivos Shalom come out, however you feel that happen, and you're in the zone, who could think about a chait? Who could think about a chait? I just said it, so some of you might have just thought about it. But in general, who could think about a chait? It's not possible. It's not possible when you're in that zone. When you're out there, when you, I don't know if they're up and running now in whatever capacity. But when you're in Hask and you're working with the campers in Hask, you can't think about anything else. You can't think about ra. There's something totally wrong with you. When you see the brilliance of a child, the light shining from a child like that, from an adult like that. I worked with the older kids. They were older than me. Yeah, when I work with these individuals, you feel their light. The Averas come afterward. The Averas were when you're off duty, not when you're on duty, because you're standing in light that's Shein Kamohu. When you're walking through the steps of the old city of Yerushalayim and gazing at the stones of the buildings of Yerushalayim, and you're how could you think of chait? You have the brilliance of Yerushalayim, the radiance of Yerushalayim, looking at you in the face. When you're looking at a daf of Gemara, if any of you have any of the guys or the girls have been in the Beit HaBeis Medrash, and your mom is, you really get into a sugya. You really get into a sugya. No one, who else is here has been, no one's in my shir. Anybody else here for my shir? No, I'll show you how successful I was my Shana Aleph, guys. So Noah's, you know, when we were in there and I was standing on a chair screaming at the top of my lungs on top of a chair, you know, when we were in the depths of a sugya, where you couldn't think about anything. I mean, if you were either totally out or totally in. But if you were totally in, you weren't thinking about anything else. You can't. How? Because we were struggling with the sugya, because you're learning Dvar Hashem. That's Sorirel Yudea Setov. That's feeling a Kadosh Baruch Hu's radiance. That's feeling the Shechina. That's feeling the Tov. You can't, you have no connection to Ra because you're connected to Tov. It burns away the Ra. It's a totally different derech in getting out of the Ra. The Hazman, second line in. That's another question. I didn't even read it. I'll take it at the end of the paragraph. The second line on the top of the next page. The Hazman lederech ha-tshuva hazot hu b'Shabbos Kodesh. And the time for this kind of tshuva that we're talking about is mamish on Shabbos. Yimot ha-chol heim b'madrega yoter k'tana. The weekdays are much smaller. The weekdays aren't, they don't have as much, they're not as bright as Shabbos. Shetzrichim lahakdim tchila sor meirah. You have to do work on sor meirah in the regular weekdays. V'achar kach asei tov. And then get to the asei tov. Aval Shabbos hi koach alyon, but mamash Shabbos is beyond. Shabbos is beyond. Uva misugal Yehudi lahatchil militaneg al Hashem. And then a Jew can mamash feel the joy of a Kadosh Baruch Hu when it bursts forth on Shabbos Kodesh. Ukmamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Kol HaShomer Shabbat Kilchita. Anybody who mamish, it's in the Gemara. The mamish, when the person keeps Shabbos, really keeps all, mamish keeps Shabbos from beginning to end. All 39 Malachos, all Shomor V'Zachor, all of the Hashkafa and the essence of Shabbos. Not a simple thing to do. It takes a lifetime to achieve. Beseder. But a mamish, a person really, really keeps Shabbos Kilchita. Afilu Avad Avodah Zarah Kidor Enosh Mochalino. A person does the worst kind of Avodah Zarah that there ever was. He's mochel. He's mochel. Shabbos burns it away. Pirush kiel chata hainu shemesig hatachlit litaneg al Hashem. Meaning Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. That's what it is. And olam haba is enjoying God's radiance forever. So if you truly keep Shabbos, on Shabbos you mamish feel the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've done tshuva. What's tshuva? Tshuva is milashon lashuv. Tshuva means to return. You've mamish come all the way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're sitting in His presence. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you did a sin, beseder. You clawed your way back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're sitting, you were so pained by the sin that you mamish clawed your way back to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're sitting in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu now. You're clinging to Him. All He sees is Tov, and all you are is Tov. Whatever happens is gone. That's the koach of Shabbos. Shazavilu ovid avodah zarah kedor enosh mochalin. The person did avodah zarah like dor enosh is mamish mochalin. Ki b'Shabbos kodesh Yisrael him b'chinat panim la'Hashem yiparach. Because on Shabbos we're like the children of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shavoda shall Yisrael. Our job is Klal Yisrael on Shabbos. He bechinat banim. We have to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu like children. V'chein lemala hanaga. He bechinat banim. And children are beyond. V'alkein kol hashomer Shabbat kilchata afilo oved avazar kedorench mochlino. If a kid, even if a kid does the worst thing in the world, if they come and they cry their eyes out in front of their father, in front of their mother, they forgive them. They forgive them. They'll always take them back. That's how it goes. If they, and I'm talking about, not if you mess up and did something wrong, then they get angry for a long time. I'm talking about if you really, really mess up, and you really cry, because you know you messed up. A parent's heart breaks. A parent's heart breaks. With one of my kids, we have three, with one of my kids, I tell them all the time, you're doing the wrong thing. Okay, Abba, I'll stop, whatever, I'm sorry. When I catch this kid, when this one does, in the moment when they're doing something wrong and there's no explanation, if I say, what are you doing? It's the same, what are you doing? Stop doing that, it's wrong. Bursts into tears. Because there's that feeling of, I can't even rationalize it. I know that what I did was wrong. And I'm embarrassed. And I didn't want to do it. And in the same way, that this kid doesn't apologize for real when I catch him later on. And the same way that I'm still annoyed with him, even after he says I'm sorry. in that moment when he really feels bad and he really cries, and it was something often much worse, the only thing I can do is go over and give him a hug and say, do better next time. Because how could you not? That's an av and a bein. We're banim of Hashem. If we do tshuva, if we just dig deep and recognize and are able to be honest with ourselves, yes, I sinned. Yes, it was wrong. Yes, it was bad, and I cry my eyes out because I know I did something wrong. And all I want to do is get back to you. All I want to do is get close to you. I'm your child. I'm your son. I'm your daughter. Just take me back. Kadosh Baruch Hu is just waiting for that. That's all Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's it. That's all he wants. And that's all it takes. Shabbos is the level of banim, is the level of children. We can connect to a Kadosh Baruch Hu no matter what situation we're in. So, the next paragraph is going to bring us back to Shabbat, which is where we want to get to. Somebody said privately, isn't Shabbat supposed to be a taste of Lahaba? Good, you beat us to the punch and we discussed that. Did we address it? So, okay, good. Keep going. Next paragraph. Chazon Yeshayahu, and this is where we started. This is what the Chazon of Yeshayahu is all about. This is what this nevuah on the Shabbos of Shabbos Chazon, the Shabbos for Shabbat, this is what it's all about. Shemashmaut Chazon Shemidaber Gdolot Lemala Minasechel. Chazon, this vision of a Chazon, is talking about things which are beyond understanding. They're beyond our comprehension. V'achazon hu kemosh ne'emar Shabbos. It says there, Banim Gidalti V'romamdi V'him Pashubi. Banim, it calls us banim in this nevuah. He calls us his children in this nevuah. My children, I raised, and I grew, helped them grow up, and then they went and sinned against me. That we're children who went on the wrong derech. Afilu kasher pashubi. Even when they sin, v'heim banim mashchitim. And even when they go and they mamish mess everything up, hareim gamkim banim. We're still children. He's yelling at us like children. He's not yelling at us tam. He's upset with us as children, as a parent to a child, waiting for us to come back. Sheisraelim tamid b'fchinat banim. We're always children. La Hashem yitbarach. Afilu kasherim chotim, even when we sin. Umikan yalif. Rabbi Meir. This is where Rabbi Meir learns out. Shebein kach uvein kach kurim banim. No matter whether we're doing all mitzvot and we're mamish tzaddik and gemurim, or we're sinning and we're mamish rishaim. Bein kach uvein kach kurim banim. Either way, we're called the Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. The Kaimalan Halacha Kimoto, and we hold like Rabbi Meir, that the Halacha is like him, and we're always the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whether we're doing mitzvot, or we're doing aviris, he can't take that away. Ukimochik atav Rabbeinu Maimon, Avi Rambam, Bi'igarat HaNechama Shelo. As Rabbeinu Maimon, the father of the Rambam, wrote in the letter of Nechama that he wrote, Kol Eila Mishpatim Birurim Ve'Hochachot Kayamot Shekadosh Baruch Hu Lo Yisna Utanu Ve'Lo Yasir Me'Elenu Shem Banim. Then no matter how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastises us, he'll never hate us, and he'll never take away the name of us being children. Lo kishiyirtze banu, v'lo kishiyichaslinu. Not when we're appeasing him, not when he's happy with us, and not when he's angry with us. We're always his children. Lo kishen na'amin bo, v'lo kishen nemsar mimenu. Not when we mamash have emuna shlema, not when we mamash are in the depths of doubt. We're always banim. We're always his children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, you are my children. You are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bini b'chori Yisrael. We're the firstborn child of Klal Yisrael. Banim lo amon bam. Pirush ma'aminim o lo ma'aminim. It doesn't matter. Whether we're ma'amin, we're not ma'amin, we're always his children. V'ha-maharal he'erich b'inyan zeh. The Maharal Mamish goes on about this in Netzach Yisrael. Uvetoch Torah v'katav v'zelashno, and there the Maharal says, Shebechol inyan yikru'u banim, that we're always called banim, Shegam kasherim poshim b'meizid, even when we Mamish, most of us don't even know enough to be able to do this. Mamish, to go against the Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahachi, somebody actually told me, one of the Rebbeim in Leiv told me that, I didn't totally understand the content of the story, that there was one time he said, like, you see this so rarely, like, to Mamish, you see a guy be Lahachi, I think he said this in high school, that a person evidently was so frustrated by Shir that he came back to the room that this Rebbe was in, not when he was in Lave, this was pre-Lave. He says he came in, took a hamburger, put it on one of those little grills, on one of those sandwich makers, poured milk on top to be mevashel basar b'chalav. but he was still frum. So then he went, and he did it to be lahachis, and then he took the hamburger, threw it out, and then he took the grill and threw it out, because the grill was treif, and that was it. But he just, like, was evidently, he said to me, he's like, I don't know what angered him in that shir, but I wanted to go to the Rebbe and figure out what happened there that Mamish set him off to that extent, that he just wanted to be over bishul basar b'chalav without even eating it. You know, like, you know, you don't see that so often. That's not, back in the day, that was more of a thing, to Mamish be angry at a Kaddish Baruch Hu, to lash out of the Kaddish Baruch Hu in that way. We don't see that so much today. That happened to be that I heard that story this week. It's sad, but you see, like, Kilu, like, I think it's sad, but on the other hand, I think it's beautiful. Meaning, Kilu Baruch Hashem, he was raging, and he was so angry. That means that person has the capacity for tremendous love of a Kaddish Baruch Hu when you bring him back around. That's what I see when I hear that story. But when you see a person who can get that, in, that with that much passion, can get that angry, then that person can almost be the biggest Ovid Hashem ever. And if he's still throughout the hamburger and still throughout the grill, you know that he did tshuva at some point. That's the chop. To me, that was the chop of the story. I didn't say this when I was listening, but that was what I was thinking when I heard the story. But in any event, he's saying even when Mamash amazed at him, it's so hard. No, but so few people are amazed. So many of some, everybody here in this group for sure. Maybe I'm the only exception. But everybody here is in this group on the Zoom. If you sin, you're sinning because of taiva. You're sinning because you had a desire flare up in a particular moment. But none of us here are going out and mamish going against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But even if we did, even that kiddu mamish was just to be over bishul basar b'chalav. Shagamgin b'shuvim b'mezin, whether they're poshah b'mezin, even if they do it intentionally, nikra'im el Hashem yiparach banim, they're still called children. Shneimar banim lo aman, meaning whether you believe, you don't believe, whether you're in it, you're not, it doesn't matter. You're still children. You can't cut that off. You can't get that off. In secular law, you can disown a child. There's no such thing in Judaism. You can't do it. It doesn't exist. It's a figment of your imagination. There's no such thing. You can never cut off from your parents, and your parents can never cut off from you. You can't do it. It's Efshar. Velo zebilvad ela af im dvekim legamre bavodat gilulim viyotzim maasehem mina kodesh baruch hu liyot dvukim belokei nichar. Even a person who's mamish running after avodah zara, mamish running after avodah zara. The avodah zara of our time, fine. They're mamish running after money, or they're mamish running after taiva, or they're mamish running after ego, or they're mamish running after instant gratification. Whatever it is, the avodah zara is of our time. The desires of our time that took place of avodah zara. And so that point is just, you're not a child anymore. You're not. You're not a child anymore. There's a halacha like this, but Kilu, you know, again, in our generation, we don't have these types of things. But I mean, my grandfather, one of my grandfathers, I've got four. One of my grandfathers, no, I've got more than four. I've got many. I've got six or eight. I can't do math. But one of my grandfathers, Alav Hashalom, not one of the ones that is alive. One of my grandfathers, when one of his children, I'm not gonna say if it's a step or if it's not a step, whatever it is, when one of his children was gonna marry a non-Jew, he said, I'm gonna sit shiva for you. You're not my child anymore. Nobody even says that bizmanas anymore, really. But he said, I'm going to sit shiva for you. And this individual did get their spouse to convert, and everything in the end ended up okay. But we don't have that anymore. The point is, and again, even though he said that, there's a parent-son relationship there. And this person did make sure that their spouse-to-be did convert. It wasn't the greatest conversion, but they made sure to convert. Why? Because parent and child. Because deep down, we all want a relationship with our parents. We all want a relationship with our parents. On deep down, even if we've sworn off our parents, I know people lowly, and I've had friends. There was one situation I know of where the father didn't go to, he was against the child getting married and didn't go to the wedding of the child. And so the child and the child's brother stopped speaking to the parents. They had no relationship. I'm telling you, they felt it every day. Both the parent and the child. You cannot have a relationship. You cannot talk to them. But that is a relationship. It's a relationship because you feel the pain of the disconnect. You feel the pain of not being able to talk to them. It's why people who are adopted look for their birth parents. Why should they care? Of course they care. Because there's a sense of, there's a connectivity there that's real. It's real. You can never break the bond of a parent and a child. You may not be the closest, but you can never break that bond. And what the Maharal here is bringing out is you can mamish go, lo aleinu. You can go and run after all the pleasures of this world. You could disavow God. You could swear off God. You could take a neder and swear off God, which isn't chal anyway. You can take a neder and swear off God. It may hurt him, so to speak. He may be sad, so to speak. He may cry, so to speak. But you're still his child. You can't get away from that. It's the biggest gift we have. No matter how far away we get, we're still his children. No matter how far away we get, you can never break that bond. When he said, you are my children, that means forever, because you can't break the bond of a parent and a child. Zeu, nikuda. Full stop, the end, period. That's the beauty of what's being brought out here. Even then, we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Last three lines of the page, of the column. Again, because you can't nullify being a child of somebody. But meaning, no matter what sin you do, you can't change that. Top of the next column. And this is the Madriga, this is the level of Shabbos. Bechinat banim, that we're on the level of children. Shafilu avar avodah zorah k'dor enosh, that even if we mamish do avodah zorah like they did in Dor Enosh, three generations separated from Adam Arishon. Dor Enosh, where they sat on the knee of their grandfather and said, who's your Abba? And Adam said, God. He made me from the earth and put my neshama into my nostrils. And still they did avodah zorah. Still they did it. One has to understand how, because needs to be understood. When is it how? But three generations away, when Adam Rishon was still alive, when Chava was still alive, and still a person that was still banim. Zema Jacob Shabbos Kodesh, that even if we do have Avodah Zarah like Dor Enosh, we can be mokal on Shabbos Kodesh. Ki Yisrael b'chol matzav b'nim, because we're always children and we feel that connectivity on Shabbos like on no other day. Uklshana pasuk, like the pasuk says, v'shamru b'nei Yisrael ta Shabbat la'asot ta Shabbat l'doratam brit olam. It's a brit olam Shabbos. It's an eternal brit. It's an eternal connection. It's an eternal covenant. B'nei uvei b'nei Yisrael ti li'olam. It's forever. Twice in the same pasuk. Li'olam, forever. Kolomar shashabati davar olami v'nitzchi. The Shabbos is eternal. Uvechol ofen shu. In every way, afilu kasher yudinim sabish she'ol tachtit. Even if we're mamish in the dumps, we're mamish in the garbage heaps of olam hazeh. We're mamish in the lowest of the low. We mamish have just thrown everything off, and we're just sitting in the physical pleasures of olam hazeh, and they're thrown off all ruchnius, cut off from all connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the ef shar. You can't. You're still his ben. You're still his child. You're still his child. I'm not going to name the person in the story. I don't know if they want me to name it. But to understand, if I'm repeating the story correctly, and I'm not repeating the Rebbe's name anyway, a Rebbe that I'm familiar with, that there was a time when this Rebbe was visiting Chutz La'aretz, and one of his Talmidim was mamish sitting in a bar, like he was the Kikilu, like he'd given up everything, given up, not this, sitting in a bar automatically means that, though it's not a great sign, but he was sitting in a bar, in a non-kosher bar, he was doing things that were mamish kilu, that Jews shouldn't be doing. And this Rebbe, when he visited the States, heard that he was in this bar, and that was nearby. He went into the bar, went to the disgusting place, he went over, gave him a kiss on the head, and walked out. Think about that. The next time you're sitting there, you're surrounded by people talking Lashon Hara. You're surrounded by people who aren't keeping the Giyah. You're surrounded by people who are eating non-kosher food. And maybe you already messed up, and maybe you didn't. Or maybe you just want to. Imagine a Kadosh Baruch Hu walking in and giving you a kiss on your head and saying, you're still my child. I hope you don't make the wrong choice. But you're always my child. Kilu, think about that. Internalize that. Hold on to that. You're always my child. If we had more of that chinuch in the world, Judaism would be in a different place. Judaism would be in a very, very different place. Okay, and if a person does avodah zara, which is the worst thing that there is, tamid yeshlo et koach haShabbos kodesh brit olam, you always have Shabbos. You know, my Rebbe Rav Yoel, so there's, I think I've told the story many times before, but I always love telling this story. To me, at Mamish, it speaks to exactly this point. So quickly, because I want to get a little bit more in, and we're already over time. Those who have to go, you can go, but I'm not done with this piece, so I'm going to stick around and learn. But if you have to go, I totally understand. So Rav Yoel, there was one time I wanted to go to his house, because I was still in Shana Aleph, and I wanted to go to his house on a Friday night dinner. His house on Friday night, you feel the Ziva Shechina. You feel this. Everything we're talking about, you feel in his house on a Friday night, with the Nigunim, and the Divrei Torah, and in the middle of the lights go out, and you just sit there by the lights of the lift of Shabbos, and he has like 15 kids, so you have 17 candles. And this mamish lit up, and you're just sitting there by the light, and you're singing Divrei Torah, and you're enjoying delicious food. That mamish, a story within a story. Now you know it's a real real story, story within a story. So I was by them one Erev Shabbos, and the Rebbetzin was there, and she was mamish going at the dough. She was making like this huge bowl of challah dough. And in my innocence and stupidity, which I'm still in, but it's a protracted period of stupidity and innocence. Naivete. So I said to her, I was like, Rebbetzin, I was like, it's a lot of dough. I said, why don't you just get a bread maker? And without missing a beat, she looked at me and she was like, a bread maker can't handle this amount of dough. Like, that was it. Like, she was like, she can't, like, a bread maker can't handle this. And I think on a pshat level, meaning it literally couldn't, on a drash level, Kilu, if you understand the Rebbetzin, Kilu, a bread maker can't say L'chavad Shabbos Kodesh when they're eating the dough. It's not shayach. A bread maker can't handle making challah L'chavad Shabbos Kodesh. In any event, so the food is L'chavad Shabbos, it's such a beautiful place. So I said to the Rebbe, I gotta come back to you. I have to come back. Please let me come to Shabbos Friday dinner. He said, I'm telling you, don't come. I said, come on, Rebbe. What do you mean, don't come? I have to be able to come. You've never seen it. Let me come. He said, I'm telling you not to come, but if you want to come, there's a place at the table for you. I said, okay, fine, stay there. So I went to this Friday night dinner at Mila's house. And so at this Friday night dinner, it was a whole bunch of Shana Bet guys. It was me and a whole bunch of Shana Bet guys towards December time, towards the end of a year and a half in Israel for them. And he played what he called the Shabbos game with them. What was the Shabbos game? They would come up with this random word, anything in Judaism, and he would show that if you pull in enough chazals together, enough chassidus together, you could prove that it's really all the chin of Shabbos Kodesh. It didn't matter what you said. I remember one of the examples was like Shimshon from Shoftim. So they said, Shimshon, you found a way that Shimshon was a chin of Shabbos Kodesh. And this is the chin of Shabbos Kodesh. And every time you would do it, they would all laugh. And I sat there, and they were all laughing. And I was like, oh, I'm stupid and naive. Again, still am, but I recognize this in that moment. I'm stupid. I'm naive. I thought all of this stuff was real. I thought this whole Rukni's thing was real. I thought the Shabbos thing was real. I just wasn't in on the joke because I'm stupid and naive. And I was so hurt that I had been roped into this false ruchnius and this false importance of Shabbos that my Rebbe had roped me into, and it was all just one big joke that the Shana Bet guys got, and the Shana Aleph guys just weren't on the joke yet. And I was really upset. And when I get upset, so I have Midos problems. So I didn't speak to him for a little bit. I didn't speak to him for a little bit, and he saw that I was avoiding him. So he called me over, he said, Robbie, come on, you're avoiding me, what's going on? He cornered me in the side of Yeshiva. And I said, no, I don't want to talk about it. He said, no, you gotta tell me, what's going on? So I told him the story, and I said, I'm really upset that I was just like, I felt stupid that I wasn't in on the joke. He said, first of all, Robbie, it's your fault. I told you not to come. I told you not to come. You came, but I told you not to come. He said, now I'll tell you why I told you not to come. Because all of these guys, you see them, they're Shana Bet, and Shana Aleph, Shana Bet's like the Gedolei Hador, Halavai. Right? There's the Gedolei Hador, right? So these Shana Bet, the Gedolei Hador. They're wearing black and white, and they're keeping Torah and mitzvot, and they're so stark in the base. Medrash says, I'm telling you, Robbie, almost every single guy at the table, don't repeat this, almost every single guy, this is years later already, every single guy at the table, is, I'm telling you, they're not going to be from 6 months from now. He says, every one of them is going to go back to the States, and none of them are going to be from. Every single one of these guys at the table. And they're going to go off the derech, and they're not going to keep Torah and mitzvot. He said, I want to tell you something. You know what I was doing there? I was showing them that everything links back to Shabbos. Because my goal is not to mechanic them today, because they're going to go off the derech. It's mechanic them for a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. That 10 years from now, somebody says something about Shabbos. And then it pops up in their mind. You know, I had this Rebbe, and he always used to connect everything back to Shabbos. What was that about? He says, that's going to be the beginning of them coming back. That's what he said. That's what was happening there. He was planting the seeds of tshuva even before they went off the derech. That's what he was doing. And what are the seeds of tshuva? What are the seeds of tshuva? Shabbos Kodesh. Because if they come back to Shabbos, then they're going to come back. When unaffiliated Jews come on birthright to Israel, they go and tour with their non-frum people all throughout the... What do they make sure to do? Find frum families to have a Shabbos meal with. What is that? No, what's the Jewish world, crazy? What is that? Why? As my wife says, because if you have home-baked challah and home-baked chicken soup, you're going to be frum. It's not about the challah and the chicken soup. It is about the challah and chicken soup. It's about the L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh, that my wife wakes the challah, that she mamish needs it, kilo like the Rebbetzin. That when she makes the soup, it's the kavana, kilo like the Rebbetzin. Because she's the Rebbetzin now. She's my Rebbetzin now. To put the kavana of L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh into the food. Why does that happen? Because everybody understands that Shabbos isn't Shabbos without Shabbos. And if you didn't understand what I said, then you haven't chapped. But if you understand what I said, then you understand what Shabbos is. You can't have Shabbos without Shabbos. And so they sent to frum families. The whole thing's not frum, but the frum families on Shabbos. Why?
Because that's what Shabbos is, and everybody understands there's something special about Shabbos, and Shabbos is the derech to get back. Because we feel that we're children, because we're sitting at the table of the king, because we're enjoying a glorious feast, and we feel the ruchnius of the food, because we're singing Zmiros, and we're enjoying the chorus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and the heavenly Malachim, because we're sitting there mamish at Kadosh Baruch Hu's table on Shabbos Kodesh. We're banim on Shabbos. Oti, brit olam, beniyu ve'min shal oti le'olam. It's this covenant that's forever. That's the glory of Shabbos. Ukimurumaz b'mashin yichtav lahalim mechazon Yishayahu, as is hinted to in Yishayahu also. Chodsheichem o'adeichem sina nafshi. It says in this nevuah that your Rosh Chodeshes and your holidays, my heart, my soul will be angry at. I don't want them from you when you're sinning against me. V'ita al zeh b'zor HaKadosh, says in the Zor HaKadosh. Chodsheichem o'adeichem ka'amor v'ilu Shabbos lo ka'amar. It says, I'm going to reject, I'm going to be angry with you. You're all sinners and you're all fakers and you're keeping the holidays. You're all sinners and you're all fakers and you're keeping Rosh Chodesh. I don't care about that. I don't care what you're doing. But what does it say? You're all sinners, but I still care about Shabbos. Shabbos isn't on that list. Because even when we sin, Shabbos still counts. Even when we sin, Shabbos Rabbanim. Even when we sin, Shabbos brings us back. That's what the Zohar HaKadosh says. That's why Shabbos isn't on the list. Uvegim kach kativ, beniu ve'mitzal oti olam. Mamish, this is what connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeh ha-chazon ha-gadol bi-yoter li-yudi. This is the greatest nevuah for a Jew. Ma she-yodea she-bal yidach menu nidach. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu never pushes us away. He never gives up on us. Uve'eze matzav she-lo yiyeh ha-reyu kashur la-Hashem Yibrach. No matter what situation we're in, we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'v'chinat banim, we're mamish connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'afilu avar razar kadanesh machlin lo-liv edu avar zar lak-zoredesh, we're mamish mochim. I know the time, I just don't care. Vizegodel inyana shel Shabbat Chazon. This is what Shabbos Chazon is all about. Uvimyuchad kasher chal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, and especially when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, not like this year. Ukedita be'ov Yisrael me'arav hakadosh mi'apta zekodoy yenolinu she'Shabbat Chazon hu haShabbat haGadol biyoter b'ma'ala mikol Shabbat Shana, that the biggest Shabbos in all the Shabboses of the year, the biggest Shabbos is Shabbos Chazon, the greatest Shabbos is Shabbos Chazon. This Shabbos ubefrak shechal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos Kodesh, specifically when it falls out on Shabbos Kodesh, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Because we're going into Bein HaMitzarim on Rosh Chodesh this coming Wednesday. And we're going into the darkness of the 9 days. We're going into the darkness of Bein HaMitzarim. We're going into the darkness of Mamish. Mamish the 9 days of Mamish, the first 9 days of Av. Bitoch ze yeshet haShabbat hazobo mitkalech hazonam shel Yisrael shetamidim banim lemakom. That we're in the lowest of the low. We didn't succeed in Rosh Hashanah. We didn't succeed in Yom Kippur. We didn't succeed in Sukkot. We didn't succeed in Pesach. We didn't succeed in Shavuot. We don't have a base to make that shit. We didn't succeed. It didn't happen. We didn't succeed doing tshuva during the 3 weeks. We've made it to the 9 days, lo aleinu. We failed again. We're in the 9 days now. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this island in the 9 days. This island of tshuva. This island of shechina. This island of connectivity. Of Shabbos. That there can be Shabbos in the 9 days is a tremendous chiddush. The Shabbos in the 9 days is the brightest Shabbos there is, because it's so dark. And despite that, the whole world lights up with Shabbos. Maybe we are, maybe we're not supposed to even sing Bichlal. Maybe we are, maybe we're not supposed to be happy Bichlal. Shabbos Kodesh all gets wiped away. We mamish sing Zmiros. We mamish eat meat. We mamish drink wine. We mamish... Not in COVID years, we have friends over and we have a big suuda with a lot of people and we all get together. Kilo, we do all the things you're not supposed to do. It's this island in time. It's this island, it's this island of light. Of the Shabbos that's mamish in the 9 days. It's a pella, it's a wonder. Of the Shabbos in the 9 days. Afilu kashir pashubi of afilu avad avodah zarah k'noenosh. No matter how much we sin and how much chorban we caused, there's mamish still Shabbos. We're mamish still banim. We're mamish in God's presence. B'Shabbos Kodesh b'teilim kol dinei avelus. On Shabbos, all the dinim of avelus go away. Like we said, all of the mourning goes away. Ki avodah shel Shabbos hirak ahava v'dekut. Because Shabbos is only about love and connectivity. That's what Shabbos is all about. We love and we connect. We love and we connect with each other. We love and we connect with our children. We love and we connect with our spouse. We love and we connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That Shabbos, the whole Shabbos is about. Al kein b'Shabbos ein bichlal et inyan chorban mit hamikdash. There's no concept of chorban on Shabbos. You can't have chorban on Shabbos. Shekola chorban ein ha-shayach la b'yomot ha-chol. Chorban is only shayach to the days of the week. Ukeshasipur Mirava Kadosh Rabbi Baruch Mimejbez, as Rabbi Baruch Mimejbez says, Shapan Acha Petishat Yamim, Amar Beemsa Shavua La Anashav, Shelo Yavoe Lav Lishabat Chazon. That there was one time during the 9 days. Amar Beemsa Tashavua La Anashav, that he told his followers, his Chasidim, that he was not coming to them on Shabbos Chazon. Ke'ein lo malatilam, he had nothing to give them. Lo or velo madrigot, not light and not any levels. Ve'ein lahem bishvil malavo, and there was no reason to come. Ach miyad shenichnisa Shabbat karav amar lahem bo yelai, yish the or v'yish the madrigah kol yeshno. Kilo, he managed to get into the 9 days, he was so down, he felt the darkness, he said, don't even bother coming this Shabbos. I have no light, it's darkness, it's chorban, don't bother coming to me this Shabbos. The second Shabbos came in, the Rabbi Mejvej, he turned around to his chassid and he said, Shabbos is here, I was wrong, there's light, there's madrigah, come, let's be together. Because that's what Shabbos is, it's the impossible light in the darkness. Vayinu she'ashabbos kodesh hilo lefi erech yimot ha'shavua. It's not like the regular days of the week. Eli hi shabbat chazon bamit kaleh chazon she'israel in tamid bevchinat panim atem Hashem lokechem. Here it's revealed. The 9 days were mamish in the dumps, were mamish mourning. And we have this celebration with God in joy, in ahava and dvekut in the middle of the 9 days. It's crazy. That's the koach of Shabbos. That's mamish the koach of Shabbos. And that's the koach dafka of Shabbat chazon. And the greatest vision that there is that Shabbos is with us even when we're in the lowliest of places. Next page, we'll stop at the end of the paragraph. Therefore, Chazal saying, Tisha B'av shechal b'Shabbat ochel basar v'shot ha'yayin u'maleal al shulchano afilu kisudot shulma b'shato. Mamish, if Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, on that Shabbos Tisha B'av, on the years where Tisha B'av falls out on Shabbos, you have wheat meat and you have wine and you sing and you're joyous, mamish like the suitors of Shlomo HaMelech. U'mashma demutar afilu meaning even if a person doesn't normally get so involved, meaning let's say a person prefers their steak on Thursday night, but there's no Thursday night steak this week because it's the 9 days. Say, okay, I'll move my steak to Shabbos, but normally I don't have steak on Shabbos. You can even do that. Why? It doesn't matter. It's Shabbos. It defies the whole 9 days. There's no avelus on the Shabbos. There's no mourning on the Shabbos. We saw that they would do. There's no avelus. You looked at the Ari HaKadosh, you saw no avelus on the Shabbos. Now again, we're like, okay, fine, that's not such a big deal, but it is a big deal. Because by the Ari HaKadosh, during the 9 days, you saw real avelus. You saw real mourning on the Beit HaMikdash that wasn't being built right now. And all of that avilus went away. All of that avilus went away. Lo aleinu, if you've ever been to a shiva house, and you've seen somebody who mamish lost somebody, they didn't, and they're just broken. That was the Ari during the 9 days. And then he would come into Shabbos, and it was ke'ilu, the person never passed away. It was ke'ilu, we're not in the 9 days anymore. It's ava and dveikus. Kach b'Shabbos hazot b'miuchad yored shefa elyon, mamish, the light comes down from on high on this Shabbos. That's the depth of Shabbat chazon. Again, read the Haftarah, feel the Musar in it, but feel the light in it. Get into this Shabbos. This Shabbos, we have an opportunity. We have an opportunity coming up on Yom Rav'i to get into Rosh Chodesh. Mishenichnas Av, Mima'atin B'Simcha. When Av comes in, we have to lessen our Simcha, and we have to really feel the avails of the 9 days. The Hasidic approach to it, which I love, is the way they understand that is Mishenichnas Av, when Av comes in, Mima'atin B'Simcha, if the halacha is that we have to lessen, we lessen B'Simcha, because we're filling the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by getting into Avilus. So I get into Avilus B'Simcha, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants now. Try to unpack that in your mind over the course of the next few days. Mishenichnas Av, Mima'atin B'Simcha, however you want to understand that, as a Litvak or as a Chassid, doesn't matter to me. On Yom Revi'i, we're going to get into the 9 days. And to get into the Avilus, for real, not to be mitabel, not to be under the avelus of what was, on the avelus of what's happening right now, the fact that we don't have the mishnah right now, but to recognize that this Shabbos, when we come into Shabbos Chazon, to feel the light, to feel that even though I felt this mourning all week, I felt this avelus all week, this Shabbos, to feel even more so than any other Shabbos of the year, I'm a ben, I'm a bat, I'm a child of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm connected no matter what. Bezrat Hashem, we should feel connected to Shabbos. We should have this. We should be able to take in the vision of Yeshayahu, hear his Musar, and hear the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes through that Musar. We should be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avad Dvekut. We should be able to mourn properly over the course of the coming days, and to be able to, Bezrat Hashem, bring the Beis HaMikdash so we don't have to have Tisha B'Av, not this year, not in future years, and bring the Geula of Bezrat Hashem, B'mehira B'Yameinu.